Hi, my name is Christian Convery, and I play Gus in Sweet Tooth, and today you're listening to Outside the Long Box.
What do you get when Marvel makes a movie without any superheroes? It's Samuel L. Jackson, and this is Thinking Outside the Long Box. Even when he's out, he's not out. What did you say in that episode? Even when I'm out, I'm in.
Seems way more sexual when you say it.
Yeah.
You know, so we're talking about Secret Invasion, which is an American television miniseries created by Kyle Bradstreet for the streaming service Disney Plus. It's based on the Marvel comic storyline of the same name. It's a 9th television series in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, produced by Marvel Studios, sharing continuity with the films of the franchise. Follows Nick Fury and Talos as they uncover a conspiracy by a group of shape-shifting Skrulls to conquer Earth. Bradstreet serves as head of the writer, with Ali Salim directing. I don't know, man. I didn't catch yesterday's episodes. We're four episodes deep at this point of, I think, only 7. I think there's only going to be 7 episodes. They call it a mini series. So I believe that it is going to be shorter than most series out there. It's a 6. So you're 4 into 6. You're 75% or so of the way there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know if this suffers from not having superheroes in it, or it's, to me so far, it's just okay. It's not.
This movie, in my opinion, suffers from Samuel L. Jackson's icon status almost. Like, I don't know if it's like him doing it or if it's writers doing it. But to me, it's like they're just like, we're going to Sam Jackson this shit the fuck up. And he's just like, he's too, I don't know, he's too much like a fake character in this show, it seems like. Like, there's no human part to him. It's, but the show feels like it's trying to make him human.
Sure.
Like, show you his human side, but you don't really get that a lot. You just get him being like this, I'm Sam Jackson, I bought this bottle of Perrier at home, do you talk to you, Rhodes? And it's like, he's always like got this like little flippant, I'm Sam Jackson thing going. But I don't know, maybe that's the show's on purpose, because it seems like, you haven't seen the 4th episode, I have.
No.
It seems like they're trying to like break him like a little bit. I wouldn't want to see like a lot of superheroes in the show. I'm like cool without there being any. Like, it's like a cool espionage thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like it's such a major thing going on that someone would have to be involved somewhere. Because at this point, they're like trying to start World War III.
And like, it's essentially a S.H.I.E.L.D. show.
Almost succeeding. It's like a S.H.I.E.L.D. show, but like Rhodes is somehow in charge, even though S.H.I.E.L.D. is like much higher up in like the. I don't understand that, but. Rhodes is also clearly not Rhodes.
That's what they make. You know, the only thing that I would say is that he's actually Rhodes is because they're playing so hard into the fact that you don't think he's Rhodes. Yeah, unless he came out in the 4th episode.
I will say he's definitely not.
Okay. Because so I made 2 Patreon videos on this.
If he is Rhodes, he's mind-controlled Rhodes because he's definitely alienating it up in the 4th episode.
I just don't. Nick Fury. This Nick Fury is such a departure from every Nick Fury we've seen up to this point, and I just don't understand it. And that's what the biggest question for me is why he left in the first place, and I don't know that they're going to address that. And that seems to be why he's so fucking different. Like
in the 4th episode, maybe I feel like they're going to address. I don't know if they're going to address it well. Enough, because it seems like, I think you're right, it seems like that should have already been addressed.
Yeah,
but like the interactions with his wife and stuff seems like, what we do have up to this point is that it seems like after the snap he came back like changed and kind of hid in space doing something. Yeah. That we're not privy to. Building some kind of awesome space thing. And that's it. That's like what we had to know about.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like he's kind of like a broken version of himself, but we don't know what that is. Besides, like, he just seems vulnerable now. But in every, like, acting scene, he's still being, like, Nick Fury. But then, like, it'll show him, like, walk out of the room, and he'll be, like, all, like, like, breathing hard, like, sitting on a chair. And I'm like, is he dying? Like, what the fuck's going on with Nick Fury? He's married to a Skrull this whole time?
That was a huge surprise, but it was cool. To me, that lends itself to him giving credence to the whole species, him trying to find them homes, and having a soft spot for them. You know, that makes sense to me. He just doesn't seem Nick Fury. Nick Fury normally has a plan. He's three steps ahead of everybody else. When he's fucking out, he's in. Like that's Nick Fury. And this guy just seems so different than that. It is so weird to me.
He definitely seems like he's getting played. The head Skrull, I forget his name, is like owning him.
The good guy or the bad guy?
The bad guy.
Oh, Gravik.
Gravik seems to be. Also, though, like, their beef doesn't even make sense. Like, Gravik's beef with him is that, like, he didn't find us a home. Bitch, it's been 30 years, and for 5 of those years, everybody was Thanos snap. Like, the universe is a big-ass place. Like, do you expect him to be like, all right, got you a place 4 years later?
But not only that, like, your
apartment Saturn, like,
for some of that time, you've got to understand he was dealing with bigger shit.
Yeah. And who says, like, Danvers has been out there in the universe doing shit. Who says she wasn't looking for you all? Like, that's the part to me which didn't, I don't know, so I fear he's not just like, bitch, we've been looking. Like,
but even beyond that, you've lived on Earth just fine. Like, sure, maybe it's a temporary home, but you're alive. Nobody's persecuting you. Nobody fucking knows you exist. Like, why are you so angry? I don't understand. Like, it's fine. Because you can't be green all the time? Is that what's happening here?
His character doesn't seem like he's acting in anger. He just seems like he's acting like that we just don't deserve to be. I've seen this, like, this is like kind of like a trope in a lot of movies. That humans are fucked up and...
Which they are.
Yeah, like, all we do is destroy them. It's like the Matrix thing, too. It's like, we don't deserve to exist.
Yeah.
So why not just kill us all? I mean, that would mean you don't deserve to exist either.
It is a weird... I don't understand. Like, again, I could understand, like, okay, you're sad, you don't have your own home, you can't show who you really are all the time. I get that, but, like... To the point where you're just so angry, even though you've probably lived just fine this whole time, it's just odd to me. Like that, I think that's why the show to me is just okay, because I don't understand his point of view. I don't understand what's going on with fucking Nick Fury, and it's just a weird fucking show because of that. Like, it's weird. Had they dealt with Nick Fury in the first episode or two, and then now it's just a spy kind of espionage show, I'd be completely on board with that. But there's not, like, I just don't get it. I don't understand where Rhodey came from. You know, it's just a weird fucking thing.
I was okay with, like, Rhodey's part. It's just,
I just don't understand what he has anything to do with Nick Fury.
He's a Skrull.
But regardless, though, but like you said, I think Fury at some point was above, for sure above Rhodey.
Oh, yeah.
And above the president of the United States. Like, he's generally been above all of these governments. And somehow Rhodey's pushing him around. Like, I just don't get it.
Well, attempted to push him around.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah.
No, that didn't make a lot of sense. That's the part that I was like, huh? And like... A lot of it is, I don't know. Yeah, I agree. The show's super slow, too.
For sure.
And, like, it ends very cliffhangery on every episode, which is, like, okay sometimes, but it's, like, I feel like you're not giving us enough information. And we're on episode 4. Like you said, if there's only 7 episodes.
6, supposedly.
Then that's, you're going to wrap, I feel like a lot of shows have been doing this lately. Like, they try to wrap up way hard at the end too fast. Like, even when they're good shows, it's like, it's just, why are you doing that? Like, you have so much story. You're just like, fucking crank it in. It's too big of a story. Like,
it is. And the other, my first video was like, I just don't, I don't want to guess who's a Skrull. Like, I just don't. I just, there's so many millions of people on Earth. Like, I'm just not a fan of that. I, like, yeah, you're playing hard into the fact that Rhodey is a Skrull, and that's, oh my God, is he or isn't he? Or, you know, who fucking knows? Like, I'm just like, ah, just show me and let's, okay, I know he's a Skrull now. Now I understand his character. You know what I mean? If he's just being a dick to be a dick, then I'm not on board with that. I just don't understand that.
No, he's definitely a Skrull.
It's just weird. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm bummed that it's not better.
He's
I
a Skrull, really, or he's brainwashed. One of the two. By the fourth episode, I think he's pretty obvious. He's a Skrull. But the fourth episode was the best episode.
Good.
There's some like actual action that happens, and some like shit goes down. But yeah, like I said, the motivations are weird. Maybe it's just because it's me, but I don't even understand the possibility of, like, a large group of people being willing to do what Gravis wants to do. I can understand, like, a crazy person.
Sure.
Like, a small group of crazy people. But even Hydra's not like, let's kill everybody. Like, that's insane. Like, I mean, it really is insane. Like, we're going to wipe out an entire species, billions of human beings, and then we're just going to live here. Like, I would feel like a chunk, unless you're just like evil, like unless all your people are just evil, which clearly they're not,
right?
Like, I would feel like there would be a lot of people going like, yeah, that's not cool, man.
Yeah, this
like,
shit don't make any sense. I'm fine, my life's fine, bro.
Even if it's not fine, like, that's just not cool. Like, there's a lot of shit that's shitty in my life, and the answer is never kill everyone. Sometimes kill one guy. Sometimes I never do it.
I did that in my dream and it was fine. Yeah, I
never do it. But the answer is not murder every single person. And like, so I feel like that is very bizarre that like basically every Skrull but like five are on board with the murder everyone plan.
I also don't know if this, because I believe, and I've not read the comic book, so fucking sue me, but I believe that this, the Secret Invasion plot in the comic books is a pretty huge plot.
I have not read Secret Invasion.
I think it involves like Spider-Man. I feel like it involves a lot of other big superheroes.
It would have been pretty widespread, I'm sure.
So I don't know if this is like a six-episode miniseries leading into something much bigger, which, okay, that I can see that. That kind of makes sense, but don't throw this away. Like, it feels just like a... And again, I don't know if it has to do with, because writers are on strike right now. Fucking the COVID just happened not too long ago. Like, I don't know if we're still feeling those effects. It's just, I just wish it would have been better, and I just don't understand it sometimes.
Yeah. I'm not 100% on board yet. I don't really know. I can't see where they're going to go with it.
I can't imagine this gets solved in six episodes. No, like, I don't fucking understand that.
And if it does, it wouldn't make sense. And this bad guy has the same trait that I hated in fucking the last Fast and the Furious movie, where he's like, our plan got ruined. Did it? It was always my plan for our plan to get ruined. So I knew who the bad guy was. Come the fuck on. Like, that was a very extreme plan to pull out one person.
Again, not to go back to Fast and Furious, but this to me makes more sense with that. Because if you're telling me there's a million or 2 million Skrulls and you never know who's who, it makes sense that maybe there are people around you who you think aren't Skrulls and are Skrulls, and you're telling your secret plan to, and fucking that leads back. Like, that makes sense to me. If you can shapeshift and you're just everybody, you know what I mean? I can understand that, but it is kind of funny that that's happening kind of back to back in our episodes.
Well, but I mean, like, it's the Skrull guy knowing that he has a Skrull guy leak, though. Like, he knows that like one of his top five Skrulls is a bad Skrull, and like, it's pretty obvious which Skrull that already was. Like, I don't think you,
yeah, Talos's daughter. Like, that would be immediately the person who'd be like, that bitch ain't with me.
And like, she's like, everything that's going wrong is happening in her presence. So it's like, instead, I'm going to set up three of my other Skrull friends and like a plot to start World War III to smoke her out so I can park on the road, because she's probably going to take the one road. That's the other thing, bitch, on a mountain. Like, that looked like a touring motorcycle. Like, just fucking off-road that shit. Like, you're going to go down the main road? The only road? There might be some problems.
I don't know.
Talos seems like a crafty individual.
Gravik.
Gravik, yeah. Talos is the other guy.
He's the good guy.
They kill off what's-her-name really unlovingly, too. Like, the one chick who's been in, like, all the Avengers movies with...
Oh, Maria Hill.
Fucking gunshot her. This is my thought. And I know they're not going to do it. But that is the thing that Nick Fury is three steps ahead on that we don't know about. She's not dead.
She's alive.
And she's doing some secret background shit.
I think it's happened before.
It has.
I like Maria Hill.
That's what he did. If they did that, at least I would buy more into the last couple episodes. I'd be like, oh, Nick Fury was Nick Fury. When he was out, he wasn't.
I knew it.
Yeah. Or it's just a scroll pretending to be Nick Fury. Nick Fury's actually off doing some other shit.
That already happened. Yeah. We saw that already.
Right, gonna be doing it again.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Because like you said, like that element of Nick Fury's character has not shown up yet.
No, it's weird.
Of the like, he's never any steps ahead. Besides when he like goes to the one guy's mansion and knows that he's captured Talos already. Nobody calls me Nick. Find it offensive.
Like, I could see, again, if he was Nick Fury out in the world being Nick Fury, and then he comes home to his wife and he breaks down to her and they have those like, that makes sense to me. That's what real people fucking do.
Yeah.
Like, that makes sense, but he just seems not Nick Fury ever, and that's fucking weird.
Yeah. Well, and I do think that the show is trying to do that, but I don't know why. I don't know where the payoff is to that. You know what I mean? Like, are we going to see the Nick Fury die?
You think? I don't see that happening.
I don't know. He's old, he's getting old.
Yeah, but he's fucking, looks like he's 50. I think he's probably like 70.
Yeah. We never know when that age is going to start like hitting on him.
I don't know, but he's, I don't know.
What happened to Clint Eastwood? He looked fine up until one day. He was just like, now he's old as fuck.
I'm interested to see where it goes. I'll obviously watch episode 4 today. The next two are July 19th and July 26th. Those are your last two episodes. So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
We'll come back with an ending rating.
But. Yeah. I'm mid right now because I'm not feeling it completely.
Oh, I'm super. Like, I'm like 75%.
Yeah.
Like, it's like no episode has been like, that was real good. The first episode, I actually fell asleep. And I tried to watch it twice and fell asleep through it twice. Because the first episode's slow as fuck. And like, I remember like I was sitting there watching. And I was just like, I just passed out. And then the next day, I went to watch it again when I got home from work. And I was like, I just passed the fuck out. And I finally made myself watch it. So I was like, I guess I gotta see what happens.
That's why I walk while I watch.
But I mean, I watch a lot of shows when I get home from work. Like, I can stay up and watch them, like, usually without a problem. Like, at least like two or three. I mean, I'm getting tired, then I go to sleep. But like, it was like, just so nothing happened. Like, nothing. You turn on like a Marvel show or a Marvel movie, you expect like action, like cool shit.
Right, right.
And that first episode is fucking nothing, like at all. It's just like espionage. I was not expecting such a slow thing. I was, fuck it.
We'll see. Hopefully it ends better than it's shown at this point. But again, I'm mid. I hope it does end better. I just don't.
Yeah, I hope it gets great.
I just don't understand it at this point. And we'll see what happens. Like I said, this could be a lead up to some other fucking secret invasion. I think there is a movie. I just don't. I don't remember it. I don't know. But we'll see.
I imagine it ties back into Iron Man somewhere because you get the like weird little Easter egg. I don't know if you saw it, but when she turns. So, A, they're super – Gravis is trying to turn them all into super scrolls,
right.
Which is – there's usually only one super scroll. So, that's interesting. I don't know if that's actually a part of what's Secret Invasion or not because, like I said, I haven't read that. But you do see that the machine says Extremis on it, which is from Iron – I don't know if I remember Iron Man 3. It's also from the comics. But Extremis is like – does some pretty crazy shit. Mm-hmm. So, we might get to see some like Iron Man tie-ins or maybe this is how they bring back – Tony Stark.
So if you, because after watching the third episode, if you go back, And I did some reading. You on one of the on the screen that she's looking at before Gravik comes up to her, it's talking about the experiments that they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like talking Groot. About Groot, Extremis, and when he gets stabbed in the hand, he fucking brings his hand. That's an Extremis thing well. Yeah. So I like the little tie-in Easter eggs. I'm like I said, if that's where it leads, cool. I mean, but maybe that's how you get Tony Stark back on.
What if you get a scroll
somehow
comes back as Tony with all of his memories and turns just decide just to be Tony?
Super Iron Man.
Yeah. It's like Super Scroll.
Who knows?
The Super Scroll's a cool character though. Like I feel like it's kind of wasted.
What hasn't happened yet, right?
Well, I think he is a Super Scroll.
Oh, you think he is already at this point?
Oh well, yeah, well I know he is. Like it's episode 4 shows some shit. Gotcha.
Okay.
But Super Scroll was always super cool because he could, I mean, it is what's happening. They can get like the power of the thing. So it was usually like a Fantastic Four bad guy where he had all of Fantastic Four's powers at the same time. So it was like, it's a cool fight. But I don't know what we're going to see here.
So the future, according to Wikipedia, in September 2022, Feige stated that Secret Invasion would lead into Armor Wars with Cheadle set to reprise his role as Rhodes. So that's why he's fucking all over this series, because he's going to have his own series in the future. James Rhodes must confront one of Tony Stark's greatest fears when Stark's tech falls into the wrong hands. So that's what's happening. Armor Wars set after the events of Secret Invasion, while Giggins is set to reprise his role as Sonny Birch from Ant-Man and the Wasp. Huh. So, I don't know. I don't know what the plan is here, but we'll see, I guess. That leads me to believe that maybe this isn't leading to anything bigger, which is kind of sad.
Well, in the Armor Wars.
We'll see. But that's another series, you know what I mean? I feel like maybe Secret Invasion feels like a big-time thing.
Maybe Armor Wars leads to something bigger.
We'll see. Who knows? Two episodes left. Watch the episode that came out yesterday. I'll do that today. TOTLB.com, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all of the things. Look it up. We've had a couple of interviews come out from Denver Comic Con. One will come out today as well, and I think we have three left after that. Our San Diego Comic Con interview list is getting bigger and bigger by the day. So there's a lot of things coming out there. Hopefully, we'll just be packed during that time. Until next time, I've been Juan.
I'm Doyle.
And we'll catch you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with your hosts, Doyle and Juan. To catch all the latest from us, visit our website at totlb.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Outside Long Box, TikTok at TOTLB Podcast, and Thinking Outside the Long Box on Facebook and YouTube. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, post about it on social media, leave a rating and review, and consider a Patreon membership. Thanks for listening.